Good morning, world. Good morning, Wisconsin. It's a new day, and thank you for kicking it off with us here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, where we are locally grown radio. Got your host, James J. I am joined by Seth Habegger.
Good morning, everyone.
And we are joined right now by our friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center. Good morning, Paul.
Yeah, good morning to you guys.
How's it going over there?
Going well here. How about for you?
We're doing good over here, enjoying for a third day in a row this sunshine, the early sun. We had the moon out before the sun was even out today. We're enjoying that, Paul. What has Mother Nature got in store for us?
That's right. Yeah, definitely another nice start out there today. And still looking at some warmer temperatures to be enjoyed today. Still mild tomorrow, but we start to see some rain showers move into the area with this next system coming up here for us tomorrow. It looks like it'll turn over to some snow showers Thursday night, a few snow showers even Friday and Saturday. But anything amount-wise staying light here for us in our part of the state. The heavy snow is more northwest Wisconsin, the way things are looking with this next system. But still into that kind of mix of clouds and sun today. Highs about 47. Tonight, cloudy skies, 38, maybe a couple of rain showers in the early morning time frame Thursday. And then periods of rain Thursday, 44. Thursday night, rain shower chances turn to snow showers, 26. And then cold and blustery Friday and Saturday. Snow showers on Friday, highs at about 30. And then 15 snow showers Friday night. Scattered snow showers Saturday, 26 and cloudy otherwise, 13 Saturday night. And then some sun Sunday, mid-30s, back to some highs in the lower 40s Monday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Paul, does it look like we're going to get a lot of collection of snow in the over that Thursday-Friday period?
You know, it looks like kind of just light amounts, you know, more like, you know, coatings, anything less than an inch each period.
A nice dusting.
Yeah, a little bit of that each period. And yeah, if you want the heavy stuff, go up north.
There you go. Yeah.
No, thanks. You can keep it. Yeah. I don't want it.
I appreciate you, Paul. Thanks so much. Have a great day.
Yeah, have a good one, you guys.
Best in the business right there.
Mm-hmm.
Our friend Paul Trombley and the gang at the Weather Eye Weather Center. Seth, do you know what LOL means?
LOL means lots of love, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait, no, laugh out loud. Okay, okay. That's what I first thought it was when I saw that.
That might be the only one we get.
Okay.
Seth and I are about to get into how many abbreviations we know.
Oh, boy.
Here's a test to make you feel old or young if you nail it.
Yeah.
Someone posted a list of the most popular abbreviations people use online. If you pay attention, even a little, you probably know a lot of the most popular ones.
Okay.
Like LOL, laugh out loud, or FYI for your information.
Right.
Now, one of the reasons I wanted to do this with you, Seth, is I know that you're not on social media hardly at all.
No.
So I thought it'd be very interesting doing these with you and everything.
It'd be very funny and amusing.
Well,
yes.
It should be. So how many of these do we know? Like DM.
Well, that's direct message.
Yeah.
That one's pretty
all right. Pretty simple. I think most of us understand that one by now. Mm-hmm. JK.
JK. Oh, boy. No, I don't think I know that one.
Just kidding.
Oh, see, now that makes sense after you know it.
BRB.
BRB.
Yeah.
BRB. BRB. I'm starting off really bad here.
I'm not giving you any context. You're just getting the initials
that's
here. That seems rough on anybody, young or old. I leave a conversation online, but I don't want you to think that I'm gone for good, so I put BRB.
BRB. Oh, so be right back.
Yes.
There. Okay. Yeah, there we go. Okay. All right.
We're having a conversation, and I'm going to tell you something, so I text TBH. TBH.
TBH. I'm going to tell you something. To be honest?
Hey, there you go. Wait. I'm doing this all wrong. I'm going to get it.
Okay.
There we go. Yeah.
I don't need it for everyone I get right.
Yes, you do. Yeah, you do. I would. Yeah. So IRL. IRL. This is one that I'm not as familiar with.
That one I knew. It's in real life.
Okay. I was not as familiar with that one. NSFW, you better know that one.
Not suitable for work,
And not just you, like everybody. But
everyone should know what that is. Yes,
that is a quick way to get in trouble.
Yes.
TTYL. Yep. Mm. We're wrapping up a conversation, and TTYL.
No, I got nothing.
Talk to you later.
Oh, yeah. That makes sense.
Talk to you later.
Because I kept thinking TTFN.
Ah, yes,
the old Tigger. For now.
That was good. I like that. NBD. I've never actually seen somebody do this one.
NBD?
Yeah, NBD.
NBD. Mm-mm.
No big deal.
Oh, yeah. But I've never seen that in, well,
yeah,
I haven't seen a lot of these. Let's be honest here. Yeah. But
I've never even seen that
yeah.
one.
Yeah.
IMO.
In my opinion.
Nice.
Yep.
Nicely done.
Or IMHO, in my humble opinion. Yeah.
Yeah. You got to pull. Wow. They had both of them here.
No, they had both of them there. Nice, okay.
Nice. FTW.
FTW. Oh, I should know this one. Is that no for the win?
Yeah,
it is for the win. Oh, okay. I'm winning.
I'm winning. You've got more right than I do. SMH.
I should know this one too. I think I've seen this one.
At the end of this, you'll be doing this. SMH.
Yes. No.
Shaking my head.
Just shaking my head.
I don't know what we just did the last 10 minutes.
Yeah.
We just spent our time
I have
on.
Never seen that one, I don't think.
That one I've seen a couple of times.
Okay.
But that's probably because I make a lot of people shake their heads.
Yes.
Like, oh, geez, this guy. IDK.
Oh. I should. Oh, I don't know.
Yes.
I don't know. Yes. Okay.
IDC.
I don't care.
Mm-hmm. MSG.
MSG?
Yeah, that's weird. This is a weird one.
Flavoring? No.
Right? Yeah. It's short for the word message.
Message. Yeah, it is. Yeah, okay.
I could hear you going there. Yeah. You were getting that one.
Okay.
But that's, yeah, I don't
Please
know.
Message me. Yeah, I get it. Okay. Yeah. Something like that.
That just feels, but some that's of not these a, are just so pointless that, to me, it seems like.
And a lot of them have been replaced by emojis as well. So now we've got that to deal with, too. So.
That's a good point. Oy. Yeah, I didn't even think of that. That's a really good point. IMW. OMW.
OMW.
OMW. OMW.
OMW. Nope. I got nothing there.
On my way.
Oh, see? Yeah. They're pretty obvious once you hear what they are.
Oh, yeah.
But it's like,
frustrating thing of this.
Yeah.
Be right by. On my way. G2G.
G2G?
G2G.
Got to go?
Judges? Oh, we didn't get to
okay.
it. It's got to go. Got to go.
Oh, it's got to go.
I
okay.
figure that's the same thing.
Got
same
to
thing.
Go. Gotcha.
You we'll give it to you.
I think it was close enough.
That's close. TFW.
Oh.
This one is very popular with memes.
Oh, shoot. I should know it, but I can't think right
that
now.
That feeling when
yes.
you know it's time to leave. That feeling when you know you're...
You're right. Those are on many, many memes.
Yeah. I have never seen this one in my life. I've never even seen... these next two, I've never... Actually, these next three I've never seen.
Okay.
MFW. MFW.
MFW?
Mm. Mm. Similar to the last one.
Oh, okay.
Mm. My face win.
My face win. Oh, so the W is usually win. Okay. Mm. I think I'm sensing a pattern
starting
here.
To pick it up.
Yeah,
me
okay.
too. Me too. I'm starting to see that myself. ILY. ILY.
ILY. I have seen that one. No.
I love you.
Oh, it is I love you. Okay. I thought it was I like you. That was what was running through my head, but okay.
This is good. I'm gonna lose some people on this one. Do not text ILY to me. Don't even bother. I don't think that I love you should be abbreviated. Under any now, if you want to put I with a little heart you or something like that, you want to be creative with it, that's one thing. I don't believe that the word love or I love you should be abbreviated.
Right. Plus,
if we're not going to take the time to type out I love you, then miss me with that.
Or don't even send a bunch of kissy emojis.
Yeah,
that would
fine.
Even make more sense than doing
fine.
That. Yeah.
Then ILY. If you can't take the time to text, that's three letters as opposed to five, six, seven, eight, nine. Okay.
Yeah.
So, just type the extra six. Do it.
Well, and you know, I don't know if, and this is, I think, a generational thing too. I don't know about you, James. Well, you, I do know because when you text me, you tend to do it in complete sentences.
Oh, yes, I do.
And
yes.
I do too. That's just one of those things. I got to be, my grammar's got to be correct for whatever reason. I don't know why. But, you know.
I feel like I'm the world's worst texter. I think I'm right up there with you, man. I'm the worst at it. I am you. Similar to the other one, I miss you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I see why am I.
I see why am I. See, now I've seen this. Ah.
If there's more letters in the abbreviation than there is in the... What are we doing?
Why do we need... I've seen this one, and I don't know what it means.
In case you missed it.
Oh, in case you... Duh.
In case you missed it.
Yeah.
I don't think that's a duh. I think that's perfectly understandable to not know that.
The more letters you get, you know, come on, the harder it is to decipher these.
S-R-S-L-Y.
S-R-S-L-Y. Sassily?
It's short for the word seriously.
Oh.
So you're typing five letters instead.
Seriously.
Instead of eight?
Seriously.
Yeah.
What if we started using that as the actual word? Sassily. Yeah. Oh, how annoying would that be?
It'd be very hard to take people sassily if that's what the word was. Yes.
How annoying that. That would be annoying after two times, man.
Yes.
Two times.
TLDR.
TLDR. That one I have seen. Let's see. TLDR. Ah. No.
Too long, didn't read. Yeah. Just say too long, didn't read. It's too the response is too long for that.
Yeah, long and boring. That's all you need to text someone back with that one.
We went over this one the other day. Bae, B-A-E, before anyone else. I thought like baby or bae.
Okay.
And S-O-M-L wraps up the conversation. S-O-M-L.
S-O-M-L. S-O-M-L. No.
Story of my life.
Oh, wow. I've never seen that one before.
No, I haven't seen that one either. But I've heard that phrase many times. Yes. It's one of my favorite phrases to respond with when something goes wrong.
Yeah.
Story of my life.
Especially when you say it that way.
Yeah, you gotta say it that way. You have to.
In that voice.
You have to do it that way.
That's like one of my favorite Star Trek abbreviations. Let's see. I got to make sure I get it right. GN, DN. Hmm. You see that on some of the tubes in the ships. And Gene Roddenberry, who created Star Trek, very deliberately put that in there. Goes nowhere, does nothing is what that means. If you ever see that printed in Star Trek, that is what it means.
That's pretty good. We are going to take a quick commercial break right here. When we come back, it's with Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club.
Yay!
On the morning show here at WFHR, where we are locally grown radio. It's time for Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. One of our favorite parts of the day, we get to celebrate you. Celebrate your birthdays, your anniversaries, and talk about our great friends over at Misty's Menu. Keep in mind, Misty's is going to be closed Wednesdays and Thursdays until March 20th.
That's right.
After that, they'll have their doors wide open again, normally, as they are open.
Just a couple more weeks. Yeah. We can handle it, right? We can handle it.
We can make it. They will have their doors back open on Friday. Be sure to join them then and let them know it's your birthday, and they'll give you a free slice of one of Brian's pies.
Delicious.
Some good stuff. Mm-hmm. When they are open, visit our friends at Misty's Menu at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids.
Indeed.
Seth, I need you to give me a one or a two.
One.
All right. That helped. That made it easy. We can get right into the celebrating here. We want to wish a very happy birthday to Jack Hart.
Jack Hart? Happy birthday. Is that your real name?
Yeah, that doesn't seem like that a real like name. That seems like a real name.
I'm sure it is. Happy birthday,
Jack.
Have
a great day, Jack. Enjoy your day, sir. And a very happy birthday to Aiden Knipple.
Aiden, happy birthday to you.
Aiden, one of my oldest friends, go back to high school and everything. Great man, great guy, good father, good husband. And also, not as much anymore. Had some of the greatest hair I've ever seen. Aiden in high school, great hair. Also one of the more sneaky, talented human beings you will ever meet. Aiden is one of those renaissance guys who can pick up a guitar or a set of drums and play just as well as he can throw a football or catch it. Just a very versatile guy. Have a great day, Aiden. Enjoy your day.
Mm-hmm.
Let us take a look at our celebrity birthdays here.
All right.
And Jay Courtney is 37. Aaron in the Divergent movies. John McClare's son in A Good Day to Die Hard. And Kylie Reese in the Terminator movies.
Okay.
Not as familiar
He's
with
checking him. Some boxes there.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely.
What franchises can I be in here?
That's exactly it. Eva Longoria is 48 today. Of course, famous as from Desperate Housewives, mm-hmm. Eva Longoria.
Not to be confused with Evan Longoria.
Yes.
Baseball player.
Baseball player, yes, yes.
Surprised those two didn't get together. That would have been funny.
That would have been pretty funny. Yeah, that would have been. Will I Am of the Black Peas is 48.
Mm-hmm.
Man. That I don't know many times that you've seen a band rise and crash the way that the Black Eyed Peas did. They did that Super Bowl halftime show, man, and it was just god-awful.
It really affected their career, too. It was shocking.
Well, it was kind of like that was the time where everybody realized, oh, they can't really like do this. They're a studio band.
Yes.
They're a studio. But it was like we were all on the same, almost all of us were on the same page of finding out at the same time, oh, these guys aren't really that talented.
Yeah, if you get to stay in the studio, you know, that's fine. You can be there.
You would think you'd know that about yourself. Like, hey, I can't really like actually do this live. Like, I probably shouldn't do live music, and you would avoid that,
especially in front of many people. Yeah,
literally the biggest audience in the world. Yeah. I guess,
Okay.
When you get to a certain point, though, that ego and the bubble that you live in, you believe. And like, hey,
it's true.
You got everybody telling you you're great. You're going to believe it to the point where you go out in front of the world and, like, you're the last one to find out. Oh, wait.
Not so good.
Not so good. Mark Hoppus is 51 today. Mark Hoppus of Blink 182. Mark McGrath is 55, Sugar Ray singer.
Yes, his name is not Sugar Ray.
No.
It's Mark McGrath, even though people constantly call that.
And Mark McGrath, one of those, like, not only like one of those people that when I first saw, like, I kind of know what this.
Yeah.
Like, he really did everything that you kind of expected him to do.
Yeah.
He did the whole laser surgery to get rid of all of his tattoos. He did the celebrity the Celebrity Big Brother and all the celebrity shows and everything. Like, I kind of figured that when they had that first hit or whatever, and I'm seeing this guy, I'm like, yep, that's pretty much what he's going to turn into. And it pretty much went the way I thought it would.
Okay, so I probably went to the most 90s concert ever back in the late 90s.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because Sugar Ray opened for the act. The main act was 311. My roommate in college was a huge 311 fan. I just went with him because he wanted to go. Yeah. You know, we've all been to those concerts, right? You go with someone just because your friend wants to go, and they have no one else to go with them. But actually, Sugar Ray was better than 311.
Where are they? So, that's awesome. Yeah. That's hilarious. Rockwell is 59.
Oh, wow.
Because somebody's watching me with Michael Jackson.
Unfortunately, not many people watch anymore. Rock
no,
Ball.
No.
Yeah.
His real name is Kennedy William Gordy. He's Barry Gordy's son. He came up with the name Rockwell because he believed he rocked well.
Ooh. Should have just stuck with... Ooh. Just tell him you're Barry Gordy's son. You're good. You're golden, okay?
I'd rather go by Kennedy.
Because he rocks
well. Oh, man, is that rough. Well, and they got him in the studio, and Michael Jackson, is right there to help him and all that, and writes this song, Somebody's Watching Me, and then it becomes basically, like, famous because of the refrain, because you can tell that's Michael in there.
Yeah.
Even though he didn't, like, get a co-credit on the right, or, no. A co-credit on the hits.
Yeah, it was just under Rockwell's name.
Yeah. Bret Michaels is 60, lead singer of Poison, and one of the... many people that has appeared on all these celebrity shows and everything.
Lead singer day today. My goodness. Yeah, of questionable bands, but you know.
And Terrence Trent D'Arby is 61 today. Biggest hit of Wishing Well. Got a lot of one-hit wonders today.
We got a lot of egos in the room today. Yes. My goodness.
I've mentioned before about Terrence D'Arby. He's the guy that in Rolling Stone as a kid, I'm reading about him and everything, and he's talking about his design for his own wing of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. But when there wasn't even a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
There wasn't at that time, yeah.
Oh, didn't work out that way.
No, yeah, he convinced himself he was bigger, going to be bigger than the Beatles and all this stuff. And yeah. Oh boy,
didn't go that.
Didn't work out.
Don't think they'd even give him a closet now. Yeah,
changed his name. Now no one knows who he is. At all.
I don't even think he'd have a shelf at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Not even a shelf. He might be able to work there. They might be able to like do some janitor work.
They have one display that's blank and it's just got a card there that says Terrence Trent D'Arby's ego. You know, this box. Right?
Nice. Oh, that's good. Fabio is 64. One of the highest paid models in the world and Cosmopolitan's magazine's Sexiest Man of the Year in 1993. Mm-hmm. The model of the cover of romance novels that have sold over 100 million copies.
Jeez.
He recorded the classic album, Fabio After Dark. that's really...
I am going to give Fabio some credit. Mm. He also was very good at making fun of himself.
Yes.
He was very self-deprecating in his humor. He knew who he was. So I give him credit for that.
I agree. Let's see here. Dee Snider is 68, lead singer of Twisted Sister. And he's not alone. I mean, there's others coming up
here. I was going to say, was it something in the water? We've got the point, you know, all the hair bands from the 80s. Yes. What's going on here, man?
Ryan Cooter, 76, guitar legend.
Okay.
Sly Stone is 80.
See, oh, now we're getting to the cool guys here.
Sly and the Family Stone, legend, everyday people.
I didn't realize he was still alive.
I did not either. I'll be completely honest, I did not.
Knowing some of his personal habits, I'm actually quite surprised that he's still alive.
Happy 80th birthday to Sly Stone.
Well earned.
And Mike Love is 82. of the Beach Boys, of course.
Oh, my goodness.
A lot of people have been talking about Mike Love recently because of Kevin Love going to a new team and everything, and of course still playing in the NBA.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And Phil Lesh is 83 today, of course, from the Grateful Dead.
What is it about March 15th?
Yeah.
What was in the water?
That is it for the musicians, but my goodness, that was a rough.
That was a heck of a list.
I don't know the last time we've had a list like that many.
Musicians, my goodness.
But Phil Lesh, certainly amazing career with Grateful Dead. Amazing career.
One of their better singers and a great bassist, too. Yeah.
I'm not sure if he's still touring with Dead & Company. I know that they're still touring with John Mayer and some of that and everything. Mm-hmm. I don't know if he's part of that or not, but more power to him.
Yes.
I know he was touring not up until recently.
He had a group of like collaborators, Phil Lesh and friends, that worked together for many years.
That was really good. I forgot about that. Judd Hirsch is 88.
Nice.
Arthur on Super Donuts. He was Alex in Taxi. Jeff Goldblum's dad in Independence Day. Judd Hirsch was recently nominated for an Oscar.
And
did not win, but was nominated. I was so happy to see him at the Academy. He looks amazing, especially for 88.
He's always looked kind of old, though. Even when he was younger, he looked old for whatever reason. Just one of those guys.
They flipped to him at the academies, and I didn't know if he'd be there or not. So you see him, and I this was the one part of the Academy Awards I got to see was Best Supporting Actor, so I see they flash to him. And I can't get over, not only does he look good, and does he look pretty much the same as when I was a little kid with my dad watching Taxi.
Yeah.
But in some ways, he looks better. Like, in some ways, he looks actually, like, more alive, more healthier and everything. Like, just more power to you, Judd.
Well, here you go. Here's a deep cut. There was a show, must have been the late 80s, early 90s, Dear John.
Yes.
I remember watching that show. I don't remember a single thing about it except the fact that it was Judd Hirsch was the star of the show.
Yep, yeah.
And it was for like 3 or 4 seasons, but it was, for whatever reason. That's what I always think of when I think of Judd Hirsch.
I've always been a big fan of his work. Mm-hmm. I've always enjoyed everything he's ever done.
Oh, then you've never seen The Night Dracula Saved Halloween.
Oh, I got to see that. The title alone, I have to see it. Dracula Saved Halloween.
He lived his career. He was able to kind of get by that. It's oh, wow. It's something. It's very 70s. Let me put it that way. I don't know if he did it like right before Taxi. I'm guessing he did.
Yeah.
Or like right after Taxi or something like that.
The Halloween That Wasn't. The Halloween That Wasn't, starring Judd Hirsch.
As Dracula.
Marlete Hartley. Oh, wow. Judd is... Wait.
He plays Dracula.
Oh, yes. Oh, this is what I've been waiting for. This happened in 1979?
Yes.
I like the idea of a Jewish... I like the idea of a Jewish Dracula. This seems like a great fit.
And that's basically what he does. It's
I'm just gonna take a little blood right off of the neck here. Here's a napkin to wipe yourself afterwards. This won't hurt a bit, I promise. I do this all the time. I'm a professional. By the way, afterwards, you might want to go ahead and lay down for a little bit, take a nap, relax. Maybe
here's a cookie. Yeah.
Have a nice quiche afterwards, maybe. You know, it'd be good for you. And then enjoy. Blah, blah. I don't go blah. Went to a completely other role.
Yeah, yeah.
Adam Sandler doing the Dracula voice in the Hotel Transylvania
yeah,
movies.
There you go.
I thought that was my Jewish Dracula. This is it.
This might be it right here.
And the great John Shuck is also in this.
Yes.
John Shuck, great character.
It's a very odd little thing. Yes.
Oh, is that a good? That's a deep cut, all right. I like that. I am definitely looking that movie up. I'm watching that movie. Ruth Bader Ginsburg would have been celebrating a birthday today. Born in 1933, passed away in 2020. Beloved Supreme Court Justice Felicity Jones plays her and on the basis of sex. The 2018 movie about RBG's fight for equal rights.
Mm-hmm.
Many people holding their pearls today are putting on pearls today for the great Ruth Bader Ginsburg. I don't know many human beings that have made a bigger impact in their lifetime than what Ruth was able to do in her life.
It's pretty remarkable. Her whole career was really remarkable.
She is missed, but an incredible life. And Andrew Jackson, born in this day in 1767, passed away in 1845. The guy on the front of the $20 bill.
Old Hickory.
There are plans to have Harriet Tubman on there in the next couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll move Andrew Jackson on the back of the bill. But a great day. Anytime we have former presidents and former birthdays of former presidents, I think it's always a great idea to research them. And
yeah.
Hey, what do I know? Do I know anything about Andrew Jackson? Mm-hmm. Well, look it up.
Let's see. He's still, to this day, a very controversial person.
Yes.
Very controversial character in American history. But you cannot doubt his importance, though. Good or bad, he had a very large impact on this country. So you're right. Go check it out. See what he did.
Yeah, you can't pick and choose history.
No.
Say maybe you liked one of our more recent presidents. Maybe
sure.
you liked one of them. Well, you don't get to them without Andrew Jackson. You
mm-hmm.
don't get to them without Thomas. You know, you
yeah.
have to. It has to be all collective history.
Correct.
If we pick and choose and just take this and this and this, or we whitewash history,
mm-hmm.
Then we become to have the same problems we're already in.
Yep.
Like the I genuinely believe the one of the biggest reasons that there is racism, anti-Semitism, sexism in the world, let alone in our country, and so prevalent, is that we have been teaching history wrong.
Mm.
We should be teaching history correctly. If
yes.
we own our history, look at Germany. Germany does not fake anything. Germany doesn't hide any of their history. They mm-hmm. own World War II.
Mm-hmm.
They own their place in time. And their generations now that have come from that, look at how well-rounded they are.
Mm-hmm.
Look at how well together they are. Look at how encouraging they are. One of the happiest places in the world right now is Germany.
Mm-hmm.
Like, most people don't even realize that because there's still people walking around out there with this stereotype in their head of Germany and stuff.
Exactly.
This is coming from a Jew, by the way, everybody. Like, I would easily, gladly go to Germany right now. I would take a vacation in Germany. I would be happy to do that.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very good place. It's a nice place to be now.
It is.
That's because they've owned their history. They didn't fake anything. They didn't try to whitewash stuff or, hey, here's your history book. We're not going to talk about this, this, and this. And that's for a country that old.
Yeah.
Try to fake history when you're basically 10 or basically 16 years old, which is what our country is.
Mm-hmm.
We are 17, 18-year-olds right now. We are teenagers.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have a whole lot of history. So go up to a 17 or 18-year-old and ask them to tell their life story.
Mm-hmm.
How long you think that's going to be? Not going to very long.
Not that long.
Now ask them to do that with taking one of the major life events, and they're like, take out of there your graduation. Or if you didn't graduate, completely whitewash that.
Yeah, right.
You know, completely excuse it. It doesn't make any sense.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense for us to do that either.
Right.
You have to include the Andrew Jacksons along with all the others as well. And owning who Andrew Jackson was and the mm-hmm. way our country was at the time is
yep.
not a bad thing.
No, 100%. 100%. Plus, if you ever get a chance, listen to Patton Oswalt and his bit about Germany and why they have a tough
yeah,
to
yeah.
tell jokes in Germany.
Yes, yes.
It's brilliant.
It's a great
awesome.
Bit.
Yeah.
It's a great bit. Any time to listen to Patton Oswalt, it's a
it's good
idea.
To, yeah.
We will take a break right here, but one more time, happy birthday to Jack Hart.
Happy birthday.
And a happy birthday to our qualifier today, Aiden Knipple.
Happy birthday, Aiden.
Send us your birthdays and anniversaries. Get them to us, everybody. Info at WFHR. You can DM, direct message us.
As we now learned.
Yes, yes. Direct message us on Facebook, just like our Facebook page. And, of course, you can email me or any of our staff, really. It's really just in, just changing out the first name.
First and last name, yep.
Yes,
yep.
Yes. James.Maloff@civicmedia.us.
You got it.
We'll take a break. We'll come back with Melissa after Melissa's news, and we'll have some more fun for you with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday. We're going to have our friends from Quality Plus Printing joining
wicked
us
awesome.
Soon. Yeah, it's Wicked Awesome coming up on the morning show at WFHR. Oh, man. Mornings on WFHR.
Just because you don't like it doesn't mean it wasn't in the 80s.
No, you're right. You're right. It was. You can't talk 80s without talking about John Bon Jovi. Or Bon Jovi. Yeah, yeah. You're absolutely
He's
right.
He's not my favorite either, but I'm like, no, you got to put him
you
in
gotta
there.
You got to put it in. You got to put it in. Oh, God. Whoa. If I got to hear it. Oh, jeez. There's a lot of people jamming to it, though, right now.
Oh, right now, man. Got to get that jamming in there. You can't convince me, though, that he's the better New Jersey artist. I mean, you had Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. It's not even close.
Not even
it's,
close.
No. No. Yeah. I mean, they kind of showed it. Who's still going? You know? Bruce ain't going anymore.
No.
I mean, Bruce is still going. Bruce is still going. But I don't even think Bon Jovi is like they even talk to each other anymore.
I have no idea.
Last I heard that the guitarist or whatever.
Sambora.
Richie Sambora and John Bon Jovi.
They don't talk to each other.
Yeah, from what I heard.
Friends anymore. Bummer.
In a little bit, we're going to get into some fun topics we've got for you. March Madness by numbers and that. But right now, we got to get into our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday with our friends from Quality Plus Printing. Phil Hartley joins us on the air here. Good morning, Phil.
Hey, good morning.
How's it going?
They're giving bands a bad name.
Well played. Nicely done, sir. I love some good wordplay.
I'm sorry about that. No, that was one of my favorite songs of all time. I think Living on a Prayer, right? Just the beginning of that.
Okay, yeah.
It's a classic intro,
which is weird for the three of us to say because we grew up with it and everything. So I feel I don't want to date us that much, but I love good wordplay. And you already started out with that, Phil. So we always enjoy our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesdays and getting this Word of Wednesday. How are things going over at the shop before we get to the word?
Oh, doing good. We're getting ready for a visit from the teen leadership class that the Heart of Wisconsin does.
Cool.
About 30 students stopping over here in this place. I'm trying to see where we're going to fit them all. But we're working on it.
Good. Right on.
Yeah, they'll be stopping later today.
Those leadership classes are so much fun. Cool. When the Chamber joins us on Morning Magazine and they bring members in, I'm always blown away by how much they enjoy those classes and do that, encourage people to look into that, especially managers and bosses out there, look into getting your employees into that. It's a great program.
Literally, the adult leadership program that they have, it literally changed my course of my career path.
Wow.
It's strange. I was working in an office for the paper mill and back in the day, which I'm trying to remember what name it was under then. Generations ago.
Yeah.
And anyway, I got into that class, and it made me want to get on a couple of board of directors, and about 2 months later, I was running the Humane Society, you know? And so it just changed. It was just a welcome change, and it just put me on a different path of being community-minded. Mm. And, you know, and here we go, right?
That was really cool, Phil. I didn't know any of that.
Yeah, me neither. That's cool.
So it does, and you get so many neat contacts from our community. I have McKenna Renke works for me now. She's a young lady just out of college, and I immediately when she started working, we put her into that program, and she's loving it.
Nice.
And making a lot of connections in the community, you know, for a young person that's important here in the Rapids area. You know, so I'm very happy with that program and with the teen leadership program, which is coming over, of course, like I said, around 10 o'clock. So if you want to come over, you two, you can come join us.
Yeah.
I'll give you the 2-minute tour.
do got to get over there soon. Got to get over to the shop. And we got to get you over here, too. So we'll be working that out.
You know there's not a microphone I don't like,
James. For now, let's go ahead and get into our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday. What do you got for us today, Phil?
Well, so this would be a good one. We're talking about going places and doing things with each other. The word of the week is gallivant.
Gallivant. Oh, gosh, that's a great one. Oh, I love that word.
which is going from one place to another in pursuit of happiness or entertainment.
Mm-hmm. Oh, see, now I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
It's a specific kind of going, oh, now that's cool. I didn't know that.
Yeah, so, you know, we could gallivant over to each other's workplaces.
Nice.
And have some fun. Yeah, no, it's kind of the opposite. You know, first thing I thought of, somebody always has to come in when I'm talking to you guys.
Yeah, yeah, it never fails.
It's a good sign. Good sign.
Like we, remember the unplug bag thing every time. When I first heard this, I said, well, this is the opposite of what Bruce Banner used to do and Bill Bixby used to do on the TV show, The Hulk.
Nice, nice.
Because he went from place to place, but he wasn't happy.
He was never happy.
Yeah, yeah.
He was never.
You know, because he destroyed half the town, he had to move on. But so he didn't gallivant.
He did not gallivant.
You know, for me, when I ever hear the word gallivant, I always think you need to go there on a horse. For some reason, that's what I always picture. I'm riding over. I'm gallivanting
that's
on my horse.
Point.
You know,
yeah. No, I'm
Are
with you.
Gallop in there? Is a gallop?
Maybe that's what it is. I don't know.
Nicely done, you two. That was good. That was good. Phil, we always like to make sure that the people know about all the great things going on over at Quality Plus. If you need something done, mm-hmm. Phil and the gang over there are the ones to get it done. Go and reach out to them with all your printing needs. Buy local, support local. Phil, anything else do we want to tell the audience about the shop?
No. Just, again, appreciate what you're saying there. It's so important for to buy local and support local businesses. And we go out of our way to try to collaborate with local businesses all we can so we can make a quality product for people and keep the business here. So that is very appreciated. And the same back at you guys with radio. I choose to advertise with the local radio station. It's important to me and that I keep, you know, my money here. And it's not only that reason, but because it's effective, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And the feedback I get off of doing this has been awesome. So, you know, both ways, James. I appreciate what you're calling that out, but I hope the same for you guys, obviously.
Yeah, it's a team effort. That's how we get by. As a community, that's how we show what we're made of. We all stick together and root for each other and pull for each other. And it's fun. It's a lot funner this way, too, I'll tell you that.
Right.
It's a lot more fun this way, working together. And we enjoy working with you every Wednesday, Phil. We'll talk again real soon, of course. And we'll be talking about Quality Plus Printing on Monday, as they are our sponsor for, of course, Playmakers. Mm-hmm. We greatly appreciate that, Phil.
No, I love local, another love, right? Local sports.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And national sports, too, but, you know, supporting our local teams. And we're blessed to have the athletic facilities we have in this community.
Oh, sure.
Anybody else, just I and Witterfield, and just like, are they there yet?
Oh,
are they there yet?
I'm so
ready. Is the Raptors there yet?
I'm so ready.
Yeah.
We just printed some, we just started working with the Raptors first time ever.
Great.
So proud of that. Mm-hmm. Just brought him over some business cards yesterday. So
right on.
Nice.
We're starting to work with them. We're going to be doing their programs and hopefully a lot of the banners that they put up around the field, too. So, again, another local connection helped with that. And, you know, I'm very proud to be doing that this summer as well.
We hear how busy you are over there, Phil. We always appreciate the time. Thank you so much, man.
I'll tell McKenna because she can stop opening and closing the door.
Nice. Right, you rock, Phil. We appreciate you, brother. We'll talk again real soon, okay?
Yeah, take care, you guys.
Take you care. Too. You too. Be sure to visit our friends at Quality Plus Printing at 3515 8th Street South in Wisconsin Rapids. You're going down 8th Street. You're going to see that sign. They always got something fun on that sign.
They do.
Be sure to bookmark their webpage, qpprinting.com. That's qpprinting.com. And it's a great follow on Facebook. Just type in your search bar on Facebook, Quality Plus Printing. Follow along all the great things that they got going on over there. And listen every Wednesday for our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday, their good friend Phil Hartley and the gang over there. That was great. That was a fun segment. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back with some more fun. The most got a couple of topics I want to get into here, Phil, and also want to get into March Madness. So we'll see what we get into, what we fit in this hour, and what we'll fit in the next hour. Coming up on the morning show at WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back to the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Big shout out to our friends at Quality Plus Printing joining us. That was a lot of fun.
Yes, it was.
Great time with that one.
Mm-hmm.
Here's an interesting one, and they got some new parents over there at Quality Plus Printing, so this is kind of a little bit of a segue into this.
That's right, yeah.
It's a loose segue. It was a reach. I'll admit it was a reach. The most, I just like a good segue.
Do what you can with what you got.
Yeah. The most annoying advice new parents get in the first 6 months. every parent's favorite thing to do is dole out advice to new parents.
Of course.
And some of it's very helpful, and some of it's not. A new poll found that, on average, new parents receive 200 pieces of useful advice in the first 6 months.
Wow, that's a lot.
That's more than one tip per day, though, so it can get old. And it can also, like, it's a lot, like, I think that there's a lot to be said for context and for tact.
Yes, the way you do it, right?
Yes. Like, talking down to a new parent, parenting is confidence. Like, we don't talk about that nearly enough.
Right.
But you got to have confidence as a parent. Mm-hmm. Think about a single parent with multiple kids.
Mm-hmm.
There's more of them than you. Like, they team up on you.
They outnumber you, yes.
They outnumber you. I've seen it. I know it. I've experienced it. I've been a part of it. I had a brother and sister.
Right. That's very honest of you, yes.
Yes. So we understand, like, if you're already battling your own kids,
mm-hmm.
you shouldn't have to battle other parents.
No.
You shouldn't have to deal with this. Like, look, I understand that let's agree that pretty much everybody talks about people behind their back a little bit.
Yeah.
That is what it is, and that's a whole other topic.
Yeah.
But as far as, like, telling another parent, like, looking them in the eye and telling them what they're doing wrong and all this. Like, who are you? Show me your amazing, amazing work as a parent.
Yeah, right.
That your child never did anything wrong, is completely perfect, goes to bed on time, eats all their vegetables, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
And then maybe, you know, now, not to say that you can't give advice, and it's a whole different ballgame if you are asked. If somebody asks you for advice.
Excellent point. Excellent
whole
point.
Whole different ballgame. Then you go ahead and you do your thing.
Yep.
But if you're just giving advice, and this is the thing that drives me absolutely insane. Strangers doing this. I've seen, like, this is dating myself, yeah. going back to the malls and everything. But somebody in the mall, they got a crying kid and a woman coming up to them. Well, what you really need to be doing. Like, I know, my kid's a year old. I know how to hold my kid.
Yes.
What are you doing? Like, actually, you want to grab him by the neck. Like, it's not a dog.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
It's not a pet.
I think to parents out there, when it comes to young parents, having a grain of salt, giving some grace, having some tact
yes.
goes a long way.
Right, right.
And if you really got to say something bad, do it, you know, later on when they're not around.
I think that's
cool, but, you know, if you got to do it.
Something to what you just said about, you know, parents and having good kids and that kind of stuff. I think, and this is kind of a philosophy I've taken, I think parents take too much credit or too much blame for how their children turn out.
Mm-hmm.
Both. Because they're their own person, okay? You've got a little individual that you're trying to raise the best you can, okay? You can't. You can only influence them so far. So I think the parents, you know, especially the ones that are out there trying their hardest, which is most of us, right?
Yeah.
That we should give them a little bit of leeway with how their kids end up, okay? Because they are individuals, all right? So we have to keep that in mind.
I don't think that's asking a lot.
No, I don't think so.
That's a big thing to do. And I think that you may find, too, if you do that, that to the parents that do that out there,
mm-hmm.
that you're better off. That, you know,
100%.
I mean, you yourself are better off.
Yeah.
So what is some of this advice that you're here on the top 10 pieces of advice that can annoy new parents?
Okay.
Sleep when baby sleeps.
Which is great when you don't have 100 other things to do.
Right.
You know, that's nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
It'd be great if you could.
Yeah. Never happened.
No.
Never happened. Not for me. Here's what I did with my kids, and they turned out fine.
Oh, don't.
No, don't
ever do that,
no,
please.
Do not. If you hear yourself about to say that sentence,
stop
and walk in the other direction. Stop holding them so much. You'll spoil them.
What?
Mm.
What?
And then we've got a bunch of people worrying about if kids nowadays have enough personal skills and things like that, and you know are good at interacting with others and touching others. But then we're going to tell people not to hold their kids too much.
Are you kidding me? Yeah, they cannot have the warmth of human touch. You know, that's bad for them.
There's been some horrible studies if you look back in the 1920s and everything about
mm-hmm.
that. Well, we learned that lesson the hard way.
Yeah.
Like, babies need human touch.
They do.
That story is so hard to me. I can't even touch on any more of it. But yeah, we learned.
Yes.
Don't wait too long before you have another one.
Like, you can. Okay. All right. I'll admit, This day and age, science has progressed to the point where we can sort of plan child. Forget it. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Who can wait to have another one?
What? I go to the great philosopher, Jim Maloff III. when I asked him, you know, why he had my sister, brother, and I 5 years apart, Dad, why did you and Mom plan it that way? And he fell to the ground laughing, holding his side. Jimmy, you don't plan kids. They just happen.
They do.
You can't play. Don't wait until you have enough. You're not holding them right. Not holding them right.
Well, how should I be holding them?
Yeah.
By their ankles? What? I don't know.
That one drives me nuts. Yeah. Now, if you do see somebody literally holding a child by the ankles, then yes, it's
then
okay
maybe
to
say something.
Yes. Outside of that, maybe. Let them cry it out. Now, that one, I don't think that that's so much bad advice as it is annoying to hear. Because you already know this.
Yeah,
I would
right.
think. I would think that if you, maybe you don't. Maybe you don't. Maybe.
Yeah.
But if you do or you don't know it, even either way, it could be kind of annoying to hear.
It is. Because I think we were past, and I don't know if it was the way when you grew up, James, or where you grew up, you know, that kind of thing. I suppose we're both Midwesterners. You know, you heard a lot of, you know, stop crying. You don't cry.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to do that. You know, especially if you're a boy. You're not supposed to do certain things. So, yeah, I have no problem with kids showing their emotion. If you're crying, there's usually a reason for it, and that's fine. I have no problem with that. But, yeah, you don't need anyone telling you that. It's like, oh, okay, thank you.
Yeah. Well, and when I think of this as, like, babies, and you have to let them, like, you let them cry in their crib or cry themselves to sleep or something. I knew that this was part of the process. I had a brother and sister. Yeah. I knew it was something that had to be done. But even my own parents telling me this was annoying because it was just redundant. I already knew.
And, exactly.
But it was still, I understand why they gave the advice. Mm-hmm. This is one of those ones, this is the only one I can see, actually, where it's going to be given, and it should probably be given.
Yeah,
because there's a chance that the people may not know it. The new, you know, the couple or the single, or the mother or father or whatever.
Yeah.
But it doesn't mean that it's not hard to hear or annoy. Yeah. It's no different than when Mom would tell us, God never gives you more than you can handle, or every good thing happens for, or every bad thing happens, everything happens for a reason. Or any of these.
Yeah.
Like, you may know it's true, but you don't want to hear it. You don't want to know. You don't want to need. That's the last time you don't want to hear it. You're just creating more problems for yourself down the road.
Well,
yeah, that's
you don't know that. Come on now.
That's such a
ridiculous.
Such an easy one to throw out there
is.
Too. Like it's one of those ones I see in my crystal ball, somebody is going to win a lottery soon. Of course somebody's going to win a lottery soon.
Yeah, everybody
wants a lot. You're not in Nostradamus for this or
no.
anything. Am I creating more problems down the road? Yeah, that's life. Like, there's no parallel universe where I do everything right and my kid is completely perfect.
Well,
that doesn't exist.
Maybe if I do it right, I can teach them how to get over those problems, huh?
How about that?
Yeah.
If you let them sleep in your bed, they'll never leave.
Huh?
Yeah,
I got that one. That's weird.
I heard that one once or
twice. Oh, you
did?
Okay.
And that did not add up.
Well, if they're newborns, you might smother them. So, no, you shouldn't do that anyway. But I wouldn't, yeah.
I don't know about that.
I don't know.
I'm not sure about that one. But I do know that we got to take a quick commercial break. We're going to do that. We'll get to CBS News. We'll come back with some entertainment stories for you, then a write stories, good stories of the day, all coming up on the morning show here at WFHR, where we are locally grown radio.